Blog Talk Radio.
San Clemente Punk for November 12, 2012. Tonight we're going to be joined by Mike from Slow Children in the second hour of the show. A very, very talented band out of Seattle, Washington, well, the Washington State. Very talented young band, great guys. Looking forward to talking to them. We're going to play a lot of music before we get there, though. We're going to start off with some DK. This is Dead Kennedys with Holiday in Cambodia.
Yeah.
Okay, then of course with Dead Kennedys, East Bay Ray there, and of course the incomparable lead singer who now owns Alternative Pentacles, actually, and has for quite a while, Jello Biafra. We're going to move on now to, I'm going to play him. This is Devo with No Place Like Home. Okay, it was Devo. Of course, they were one of the bands that really laid the groundwork for the new wave movement as it took off. Four guys out of, I want to say Boston, Massachusetts area. And I believe they met at MIT. I'm not really up on those guys. But here's a band we all know. My favorite song by them. This is Salad Days by Minor Threat. Okay, that was Minor Threat with Salad Days. Jeff Nelson had a lot of interesting things to say about that, and I can't find it right now. What I am going to play is, someone had asked me to replay this, and I've played this several times on my show. This is Bobby Steele with the real version of what happened when the song London Dungeon is the most widely accepted reason for that show was because Glenn Danzig and Bobby Steele got arrested outside of a jam concert. Although them getting arrested is not in dispute, how that actually came about and was it outside a jam concert does come into dispute. So this is Bobby Steele with his version of it. It's a little long, so bear with me. But this is Bobby Steele telling the real reason, the real inspiration behind London Dungeon. And that kind of segues into my next question.
Yeah.
Bobby, you and Danzig spent two nights in the Brixton jail after a fight outside the jam show during the events prior, and this led to penning one of the best songs the Misfits wrote, at least I think, London Dungeon. How did this impact you as a person?
Okay, well, actually, there was no fight. Okay, it's really funny because, like, we had gone to go to the jam show. We got there early, so we went into this bar that was across the street from the Rainbow Theater, and we were sitting having beers, and Glenn was pretty blitzed, and he kept telling me that there was, like, this gang of skinheads in the back of the bar that were conspiring against us. Okay, now, I saw no skinheads, okay? And how he could tell somebody a distance away was conspiring against us, I didn't know, okay? So it started getting kind of annoying because he was just ranting about, like, these skinheads who wanted to start something with us. So I finally said, Glenn, just give me some money. I'm going to go get something to eat. And I split, and I went to a fish and chip shop, got an order of chips, and I'm walking back, and as I'm approaching the Rainbow Theater, I see Glenn squatting on the sidewalk. So I get closer. When I get closer, I see he's got a piece of glass in his hand that he's sharpening. These bouncers come running out of the theater and grab Glenn and drag him inside. Now, I don't know what the hell is going on, okay? So I run to Glenn's rescue, and I throw my bag of chips into, like, one of the bouncers' faces. So somebody else grabs me and holds me down. Now, I had been at the Rainbow the night before for the damn show. And so one of the bouncers recognized me from the night before and said, oh, he's okay, let him go. And they let me go. But they had the cops come and take Glenn away. Now, Glenn had all the money on him because he didn't trust me holding my own money. He was like, Bobby, you'll lose it. So now I'm stranded at the Rainbow Theater in a neighborhood in London that I don't know where I am. I don't know how to get back home except to, like, flag a cab and give them the address. So I'm stuck.
Right.
So I figure, well, let me go to the police station and see if I can get them to have Glenn give me my money so I can take a cab home. Okay, I walk over to the police station, and I plead my case to them, and they're just being, like, really, like, rude to me, okay? So now I'm also, like, kind of, like, loaded on beer, and I got to piss. So I ask them if I can use their bathroom, and they refuse. So I leave, and I'm walking up the street looking for a phone. I figure I'll get to a phone booth, I'll call the U.S. Embassy and try to get help from them, right?
Right.
They refuse my call. So I figure, okay, I'm stuck in this, like, neighborhood of London. I don't know if it's a safe neighborhood. I don't know if it's a dangerous neighborhood. Okay, I'm fucked up. I'm tired. So I figure I'm going to go back to the police station and demand to use the bathroom. If they don't let me, I'll just piss on the floor, get myself arrested. At least I'll be safe for the night. Okay? Well, it didn't quite work out that way. As I approach the police station again, the head of security from the Rainbow Theater and one of his bouncers comes, like, walking out, spots me, and starts threatening me, okay? And he's challenging me to a fight, okay? Now, you got to picture these two big British thug guys, probably each one's like 6'4", weighing, you know, a couple of hundred pounds, challenging a 115-pound cripple to a fight, okay? And, you know, saying, come on around the corner, we'll kick your ass. And I'm just kind of like, dude, chill the fuck out, you know? I finally got fed up and I spit on him. Well, this is like, in England, you could rape the queen. It's not as bad as spitting, apparently. Okay,
right.
Next thing
right.
I know, these bobbies come charging out of the police station and arrest me. They start shoving me into the police station, okay? Now, I'm kind of like I said, I'm like really stoned, okay? So I decide I'm going to have a little fun with these cops. So as they shove me, I fall and I hit the floor. And I pretend to be unconscious. Okay, I'm like, let's see what they do, right? If they think they've hurt somebody, right? So they kind of poke me a little bit, and I don't come to. So they grab me by my ankles, and they drag me into a room. And they throw water on me. And I kind of pretend to be coming to. And I'm like looking up around me, and there's all these cops, you know, in their bobby uniforms with the cute little hats and stuff, you know,
right.
looking down
right.
at me, you know. And there's this one that I just remember he looked like Peter Noon, who was a singer for Herman's Hermits, a band from like the early 60s, okay.
Right.
And
right.
he looked very gay, okay. He had this very big smile, and he's very teethy, and he's like looking at me, and I'm like, I got these skin-tight leather pants on, a leather jacket. And he, like, looks at me, and he says, are you gay? So I, like, look at him, and I look around at the other cops, and I just, like, break into a smile, and I say to him, why? So right away they realize I'm a wise ass. And they hear my accent, and they go, oh, you're a Yank. And I says, yeah, what about it? And one of them says, you're Richard Nixon's a crook. And I said, I know, and your queen's a whore. So they beat me up. I was just like, I just made a complete joke of the whole time. We spent like, you know, two nights in Brixton. And my whole thought, I mean, the one thing that struck me was, it was like during the whole Iran-Contra thing when all these Americans were being, I mean, not Iran-Contra, but
right.
the Iranian hostage crisis, okay? And I wake up in the morning, they throw in a newspaper into my cell. And the headline says World War III. And all I can think is, like, World War III is going to break out, and I'm going to be forgotten in a British fucking prison. Yeah. Fortunately, everything worked out fine. We got out. We had to, like, pay, like, $50 in fines, £50 in fines, whatever it was. And that was that, you know. But it was a lot of fun, and, you know, it makes for a great story now. You know, when me and Glenn were being held in a cell at the courthouse, I turned to Glenn, and I told Glenn, I said, you know, you should write a song about this and call it London Dungeon, okay? We had gotten these brochures for, like, this London Dungeon Museum thing and stuff like that, you know, a few days earlier. So it was, like, in my head. And so we were sitting in this like, holding cell. Okay, it's got to be, like, hundreds of years old. And it's, like, one of these rooms is perfectly square. It's like a cube. And the walls are painted with this enamel paint, so it's very reflective, and it's got an echo to it. And Glenn just, like, started slapping on his knees the drum beat to London Dungeon and started, like, humming that boom, 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 boom. And, like, the two of us sitting in the cell slapping our thighs to the fucking drum beat and, like, singing the riff was just, like, this great sound. And, like, from that point on, Glenn just, like, a few days later, he, like, taught us the song.
Okay, so that was the true story of how this song came about.
Gone holy living days.
Okay, that was a song that was actually inspired by the events that occurred in the Brixton Jail with Bobby Steele and Glenn Danzig. And the accepted story was that, you know, they were outside the Jam concert and got jumped by skinheads. Bobby Steele debunked all that, and that was the actual story of what happened. Personally, I thought it was funnier than fuck. And Bobby Steele was a great guest. I've been trying to get him back on. He was just a really good person. Unfortunately, I've lost contact with him. I'd love to get back in contact with him. But, you know what, we're going to play some more Misfits. This is Hybrid Moment off of Static Age, because I happen to like these guys. Actually, we're going to play three from these guys.
You had to lose.
Okay, that was Misfits with Last Caress. We're going to move on now to Will You Be Proud by The Real McKenzies.
Out of the darkness that touches the current, flat out of hopes and touches the crux. Young man's way, shifts to your feeling, found off a homeland and a grand to come. Will you be proud of your grandfather's turn? Will you be proud of your son dicey wheel? Will you be proud of the last man's woman? Will you be proud of your life's last to be grown? Highland men hanging by English decree, hung by the Celts as the water turned in a pretty. For the landlord's voice, the Highlands are finished, the son of your flag shall be the lord again. Will you be proud of your grandfather's turn? Will you be proud of your son's dice? Will you be proud when the last battle's over? Will you be proud of your life that's coming back?
Big Dog Benny Henderson's show. I know he's doing one. We'll get it taken care of. But anyway, we're gonna move on now. This is The Queers with I Enjoy Being a Boy.
We'll be right back.
Okay, I can't remember who we started that off with, but second was UK South, Another Typical City, which was off of the Other Typical City, Another Typical City EP that I used to have that was destroyed by a girlfriend, and she's a fucking bitch because it was a great EP, and now I can't buy it for anything under like $100. And then we finished off with Uniform Choice. I've reached out to those guys, trying to get those guys to come on the show. No luck so far. Do I have any? Ooh. Shoot. Thought I had some. But I don't. Trying to get those guys on the show, but they, so far, nothing. I am going to get Mike Nieder. Nieder. From Blast on soon, though. This is Gorilla Biscuits with Distance.
So,
ready? This one, too.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was the old Walter Schreifel's band, Gorilla Biscuits. Of course, he went on to Quicksand and rival schools and such. Being that, well, today the Bang celebrated Veterans Day. Veterans Day was actually yesterday. So for all the veterans out there that, you know, are my brother or sister, you know, it's thank you for your service. You know, having served myself, it's nice to see that people finally starting to recognize the struggles of others to keep them free. I actually spent a very enjoyable day with my girlfriend Stevie. So I'm going to play, though, a song that was meant to thank people that stand in the fray when weaker people cower and debate why, you know, we're so violent and stuff and such. Freedom ain't free, fuckers. And by the way, question everything. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care if it was Obama, Romney, Obama, whoever. I don't care. You know, it used to be the punk rock stood for people questioning everything. Jeff Nelson's Mises is a Pig was made world famous when a bike messenger was stopped walking into the State Department with a Mises a Pig shirt on and made to take it off. Punk rock is about questioning and asking why things are done. Don't stop questioning. Always ask why. Always make our leaders define to us their actions and defend their actions at times. This is Guns on the Run, which is a band that is on the Warbird Entertainment record label. You can find them at warbirdentertainment.com. I'm not sure they're still a band. Tommy Stevens, actually, a couple seasons ago, was on Hell's Kitchen. He was Tommy on Hell's Kitchen. Made it to fourth place. Great guy, Tommy. He's a great chef, too. But this is Guns on the Run with For the Fallen.
Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear? Or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Yeah.
Okay, we should be about a minute away from getting a call from Mike, Slow Children. And then we
you're right.
Will...
You're goddamn right.
Okay, that was one of my friends jumped on the board. We're going to play a song I happen to like a whole lot by a band I happen to like a whole lot. And the lead singer is a guy that I like a whole lot. Tobin is the lead singer of Flatfoot 56. This is That's Okay by Flatfoot 56.
Thank you.
Okay, that was 2x Flatfoot 56, Chicago-based band. They play quite a bit on the Christian circuit. They're actually a Christian punk band, but they're just a really good punk band. I don't view them as just a Christian punk band. They're just a really good punk band. But that was Flatfoot 56 with That's Okay and Amazing Grace. We're going to move on now. Apparently, I didn't give Mike the proper heads up, and he thought the show was earlier. So we won't have a guest again this week, but we will have Mike from Soul Children on next week. We're also working on Joe King from The Queers for the following week. We're going to move on now to band Faith No More. Originally, Faith No Man was their original name. They started out in 1981. It's Billy Gold, Wade Worthington, Mark Morris, and Mike Borden. And then they have gone on to a couple different members. Guys have come, guys have gone. There was a breakup for about 10 years. Mike Patton actually owns IPEC Records. So now it's Mike Patton, Rodney Button, Bottom, Jim Martin, Mike Borden, and Billy Gold. They played not too long ago. And the band that actually played, I want to say they played in Portugal. The band that actually, as it is now, is Mike Borden on drums, Billy Gold on bass, Rodney Bottom on keyboard, Mike Patton on vocals, and John Hudson on guitars. But this is Faith No More with I love this song. This is off of Angel Dust, which in my mind is the best Faith No More record. This is A Small Victory.
Oh,
Okay, that was Faith No More. We're going to move on to a band. Steve Albini originally had been in the band Big Black, and he went on to form a band with David Sims and Ray Washam of Scratch Acid. And Ray was actually in Big Boys as well. They went on to form a touch-and-go band called Rape Man. Rape Man was around from 87 to 89, and only actually did a couple 7-inches, and then that's about it. But Albini and Washam had been reading Rape Man, which is a Japanese comic book, and they said they had become sort of obsessed with it, and they named their new group after the Rape Man comic book. It's a manga series, and it's really odd. It only ran from 85 to 92. But this is Rape Man with song number one. Okay, that was the Steve Albini-led Rape Man, kind of a noise post-hardcore band, and I don't go for a lot of those labels, but very interesting band, very, very interesting band. Up next is Killing California just came out with their new album, where the hell is it? No Pentagrams, No Crosses on Basement Records. It was actually reviewed on DyingScene.com to a very, very favorable review. Personally, I thought it was a great band, and still are. And they're on the, like I said, they're on Basement Records. This is, we're going to do two by Killing California. We had these guys on my, Jared on my show a while back. First song is going to be Blaine Bukowski, and the second one is The Spartan. We're going to lead off, though, with Killing California, Blaine Bukowski.
Again.
Okay, that was Two by Killing California off of their No Pentagrams, No Crosses album. Those songs were actually released. I first became acquainted with them on the Tale of a Rotten Orange song. And you know what? I think I still have Drug Lords on here. Let me see. Do. Okay. This is another song off of Tale of the Rotten Orange. And you can find it on Orange Fight Records, orangefightrecords.com. This is Drug Lords of the Avenue, the lead singer of which is the lead singer of the Swing Nutters as well. This is Drug Lords of the Avenue's with Search Again.
All my life I've been searching around the bend. You can tell my wife, but please don't just tell my friend. All my life sending signals to a standard body. Come on, wife, got a signal in a rumble cutty. All my life I've been trying not to offend. All my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search, search, search again.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Eater with Thing of the USA, and then Dave Smalley's outfit with Down by Law, who dragged their asses all over the United States last summer with the Casualties and Lower Class Brats on a very successful tour. And Dave's a hell of a good guy. I got to interview him on my show as well as interview him when they were here in Salt Lake. Really, really good guy. I've maintained an email relationship with him. I'm going to play a song that the Chieftains are a kind of a Celtic folk band, very famous throughout Ireland. This is one of my brother's favorite songs, actually, but someone emailed me and asked me if I'd play it on my show. This is the Chieftains off of the Long Black Veil album with Mo Gilneer.
Shema hezahilma Sona shene vorat fed Hakuig again ma ilma Shema lekma ilma Shema hezahilma Sona shene vorat
Okay, that was the Chieftains off of Long Black Veil. We interviewed the Chrome Cranks a while back. This is the Chrome Cranks with Desperate Friend.
How silly it is with my desperate friend.
Well,
I've seen you fall in my
Okay, guys, I'm not sure why that that was Channel 3 with Catholic Boy, and before that was the Chrome Cranks with Desperate Friend. I'm not sure why it didn't let me back on the air, but it didn't. I'm going to do probably two more songs, then I got to run. We're going to do this Circle Jerks with Product of My Environment.
Overheard Trump sitting in bars, talking about sex, talking about guns, talking about football, women have fun. They just keep talking, but don't say much. I'm a product of my environment. My vocabulary, like slick in the gutter, words that cut their sharp. Cut like a hot knife through butter. Not my fault, but then again, schools and teachers were never my friends. Nothing's wrong with a little temptation. I don't need a new vocation. I'm a product of my environment. Things that occur, events take place that will wipe the smile.
Okay, we're going to finish off tonight with the Cockney Rejects. Next week, we should have Mike from Slow Children on as our guest, and then we're working on a couple other guests. Actually, we're working on two really big guests right now. One of them's harder to get a hold of, thank God. But I'll let you know coming up. We're going to finish off tonight, though, with Cockney Rejects. This show and all shows on the Fightin' Word Radio Network are dedicated to the memory of my brother, Robert Anthony Carroll. He was the creator and founder of the Fighting Words Radio Network and made it possible for all of us and all the shows to do what we do. And we're actually one of, and a couple of shows are actually the highest ranked shows on blogtalkradio.com. And thank you guys all for listening. I will see you next Monday night. This is the Cockney Rejects to finish it off tonight with Someone Like You.